From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Sunday said it's time for Iranian-backed militia and their Iranian advisors who helped Iraq defeat Islamic State to go home. Tillerson was taking part in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Iraq, in Riyadh. Indiana University's Hussein Banai said it appears to be intended to limit Iran's presence in Iraq and elsewhere. Banai said this has been a long-standing goal of the Gulf countries. Ties between Shia-majority Iraq and Sunni-led Saudi Arabia have been strained since the Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein's 1990 invasion of Kuwait. Saudi Arabia reopened its embassy in Baghdad in 2015. The two countries have also reopened a border crossing and resumed flights between the two capitals. Tillerson also visited Qatar and is scheduled to make stops in Pakistan, India, and Switzerland. Three female suicide bombers killed at least 13 people and wounded at least 13 others in attacks in the northern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. The first attack in front of a restaurant where people were buying dinner was the deadliest. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, the Sunni insurgency, known as Boko Haram, has been blamed for previous such attacks in the capital of Borno State. Two northern Italian regions voted overwhelmingly Sunday for greater autonomy from Rome. More than 90% of those casting ballots in Lombardy and Veneto said yes to enter negotiations for a better financial arrangement. This is VOA News. In Spain's Catalonia region, people await a decision by Madrid to sack the regional government, imposing direct rule and calling for new elections. Following an October 1st independence referendum, the Spanish government has called illegal. In Madrid Sunday, hundreds turned out for a rally in support of Catalonia. They denounced what they called the Spanish government's threatened coup in the region. One protester said Catalans have the fundamental democratic right to choose independence. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy announced Saturday he would dismiss the semi-autonomous government and call for new elections in an attempt to prevent it from declaring independence. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling Liberal Democratic Party scored a big victory in Sunday's snap election, keeping its two-thirds supermajority in the lower house. After the ballots were counted, Mr. Abe said the election was first about the North Korean missile and nuclear threat, but also about the country's declining birth rate. It was an impressive win, according to Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston. Mr. Abe must win re-election next September as LDP leader. If he does, he is expected to serve until the year 2021 as the country's longest-serving post-war prime minister. Members of the U.S. Senate Sunday called for clarification by the Trump administration on U.S. counterterrorism strategy following the deaths of four U.S. military service personnel in Niger earlier this month. Among them, Senator Lindsey Graham, who appeared on the NBC program Meet the Press, Graham expressing concern that terror groups are using Africa as the new platform to launch attacks. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis last week said the military is shifting its counterterrorism strategy to focus more on Africa. He said military leaders want to expand their ability to use force against suspected terrorists. An investigation into the Niger attack is still ongoing. The World Health Organization Sunday removed Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe as the UN agency's goodwill ambassador for non-communicable diseases, following criticism from rights groups and a host of Western donors. Mr. Mugabe was named to the largely ceremonial post last Wednesday by the WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the first African leader of the WHO. The world's top story, U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson Sunday said it's time for Iranian-backed militia and their Iranian advisors who helped Iraq defeat Islamic State to go home. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.